Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about October's Cattle on Feed report and implications. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Josh Maples, Mississippi State University Extension Livestock Economist. Dr. Maples, feedlot placements are higher, but marketings are strong also. So what does the most recent cattle on feed report tell us, and why is it important to producers?
The latest USDA cattle on feed report released last Friday shows larger supplies of cattle placed in the feedlots than were expected prior to the report. So the report showed a 13.5% increase in the number of cattle placed in the feedlots during the month of September, as compared to the same month in 2016. This 13.5% increase equals about a 255,000 head increase in the number of cattle placed over last year. This year's placements were the largest for any September since 2011. And this report is important to producers because it helps us understand how many cattle are in the country, as well as what stage of the cattle production process those cattle are in today. Both of these pieces of information have implications for cattle prices in Mississippi and around the country.
So how do those placement numbers compare to the pre-report expectations?
Yeah, so average expectations prior to the report were that placements would be up about 7.5%. The difference between expectations and what the report actually showed was a little over 100,000 head.
Wow, that's a pretty big difference. Why has it been difficult to estimate what placement will be?
We generally know that there are more cattle coming through the system because we know there are more calves on the ground this year. However, it's continuing to be difficult to estimate exactly when those calves will enter feedlots. This is leading to this discrepancy between the pre-report expectations and what the report actually finds. So this can impact markets because market prices reflect what we know or what we think we know about inventories right now. When a report shows more cattle, this can lower prices slightly as the market absorbs this new information.
You mentioned there were more cattle coming through the system. Do you have a good measure of how many?
So in total, we've got about 1.4 million more head of cattle that have been placed into feedlots during the first 9 months of 2017 as compared to the same period of 2016. This is a significant increase in the number of cattle that will ultimately become beef. This is one of the real challenges our markets are facing right now, is being forced to find outlets for this increased production.
What about the cattle leaving the feedlots?
While placements seem to capture most of the headlines, aggressive marketing rates continue to pull cattle through the system and keep slaughter weights down. In September, cattle marketed by feedlots were 2.9% above the same month in 2016. But there was one less slaughter day this year in September than last year. So if we work it out to an average daily marketing rate, it was actually 8% above 2016. And so even though the head marketed has been well anticipated, its role in the market has been key to fed cattle prices and supporting these prices, which is also helping to support feeder prices too.
Has this aggressive marketing pace been a positive factor for beef production?
Absolutely. A critical result of the marketing pace has been year-over-year declines in slaughter steer and heifer dress weights. The aggressive marketing since late 2016 have been pulling animals through the feeding stage of the production system, and this has driven weights down below a year ago. For the 5 weeks prior to October 7th, steer carcass weights have been basically flat and did not increase seasonally. This has major implications in that it suggests we do not have a swelling of market-ready supplies sitting in feedlots.
Where does this latest report leave us in terms of total cattle on feed, and what are the implications for producers here in Mississippi?
The total number of cattle on feed is up 5.4% over October 1st of last year. And the implications for producers here in Mississippi is that the rapid pace of marketings seem to imply that even with the larger supplies, we will not see a backlog of cattle in feedlots like we have in previous years. This is very important to our feeder calf prices because a large number of market-ready cattle sitting in feedlots means those feedlots will not be demanding as many new cattle to enter the feedlots. The current scenario is still supporting demand for the feeder calves we produce.
Thanks so much. Today we've been speaking with Livestock Extension Economist Josh Maples. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.